Have a good day, handsome guy. God, I really love that guy. Handsome guy with the news here on WGXC 90.7 FM, streaming live on the World Wide Web at WGXC.org. And, of course, we are doing our WGXC Radio On pledge drive. This is our spring pledge drive. We only do it twice a year. And we shoot for $35,000 because this station runs on about $75,000. Got to pay the electric bill and the phone bill and the radio bill. In that effort, I am totally stoked today, totally stoked because Kathy Greer, New York City Subway Girl, is here. And we have been carrying on a correspondence between each other and me playing her music and her telling me about it. You know what? We might drift off from subway, from music to the subway. And so somebody will have to stop me. But I gotta give a shout out to Maurizio Magnata. What's happening, brother? Maurizio is out in Coxsackie, and Maurizio is, and not only Maurizio, but a couple of the other fellas down there. Every time we have a pledge drive, they got to go wherever to the commissary or whatever and cut a money order, and they will send us $5. They'll send us $10. All right, you're talking about people who are making 5 cents a day. So when Brother Maurizio sends us some money, man, he's sending us 200 days of his work. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't like to do heart-grabbing stories and stuff like that. But, man, if that don't touch you. All right, so there's where community radio is, that this cat is giving up 200 days of his work. And so shout out to Maurizio and all of y'all down there in Coxsackie. You know, we're feeling you all the time. You know that we have a show that comes on every Thursday. And we're concentrating on you, sending out letters to you. You got my heart. Anytime you want to hear something, send me a letter. Tell me what time you want me to play the song. All right? And I'll program it so that it's on that time, so whenever you're listening to the radio. And the rest of you, hey, there it is, man. Call us up, 518-697-7400 or 518-828-0290, and make your contribution. Come a part of the WGXC family. And in an effort to coax you along, I have as my guest, yay, Kathy Greer. Kathy Greer is, if any of you have ever worked in New York, traveled the New York City subway system, one of the nicest things is you can be in a totally a cocky mood, a caca mood, and get off the subway, especially like on the E train. It's the last stop. And so when you walk to the front to try to get out, there's a musician there. And all of a sudden, you got to be someplace at 2 o'clock, and it's 10 minutes to 2, you're going to be late. That's all I got to tell you. And Kathy Greer is also local, and we love to have local musicians. So without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, hey, Kathy, how you doing?
Phil, I love being here in person with you. It's just great to see you. Great to be here at the station. Community radio. Come on, folks. I want to hear those phones ringing.
That's right. not only you have live performances because I see your emails in different venues, and then you do your Subways gigs, and then you make some bad CDs, which I played some of your music here. So start off by telling us a little about yourself and what exactly you're doing instead of me telling folks what you're doing, because I'm going to mess it up. You tell us about yourself and what you're doing, and then you know you're going to play and you're going
to
sing.
I would love to play.
All right. Yeah. Go ahead. Tell me about the New York City Subway Girl. How did you get into that? Because that's out in New York City. You out here.
Yeah.
So tell us about the whole thing.
Well, I've been a lifelong professional musician, and I had lived in France for many years in most of the 90s. And when I returned to New York City, thanks to an opportunity to record a French artist, I realized that it was time to be home, so I settled into New York City in about 97 and started to play the club scene and had heard about musicians performing in the subway, and I thought, what a great way to just connect and play and shed and do my music. And there's a program called Music Under New York, which is through the MTA, and it's a wonderful program, and it's been in existence for now 20-plus years.
Is that long?
Yeah, and it's a wonderful organization. There's an annual audition at Grand Central every May. I'll be judging this year.
But if you're
looking for some really fun thing to do, you get to hear about 60 or 70 acts audition every 5 minutes throughout the day. I usually post it on my website, nycsubwaygirl.com. But I auditioned, and I got into the program, which just really gives you the opportunity to, you have a banner, which kind of gives you a little bit like a stage backdrop, and they give you the opportunity to call in every 2 weeks and choose a location for a schedule. You can't say, hey, I want Grand Central from 12 to 3 on Wednesday. You just say, in this two-week period, I'm available these hours, and these are the places I'd like to play.
So, you know, I've always wanted to know how that worked.
Yeah, for the program. Now, one of the things that people don't understand is they think that it's illegal to perform. It is not. You don't have to be in the Music Under New York program, but what the program does allow you is a schedule to perform in a set location and to amplify. Because that's the deal. There are two things you cannot do. You can't amplify and you can't impede traffic. Mm-hmm. So to all these musicians out there that want to give it a shout and just give it a try, just don't amplify and find your spot and don't impede traffic, and you got your rights.
Yeah, I have in so here I go dating myself now. In the 40 some odd years that I commuted in New York City, I have always admired the subway entertainers, because first of all, you have to have stones to entertain in New York in the first place. I'm talking about in a regular venue, but to do it on the subway and to stop a mad New York City commuter and make them go and turn around and stop for a minute and listen.
In today's world, it might be just pulling an earbud out of the ear and putting a thumbs up, and that's enough for
right.
a New York commuter. That's
exactly.
like an hour.
And if I know that the same person is going to be, a lot of times you're at that same spot, and there are people that I recognize as, there was an African-American, something cowboys. They played
Ebony Hillbillies.
The Ebony Cowboys.
Ebony Hillbillies.
Every time I could get off the train and hear them somewhere and go, oh.
They're amazing.
Yeah, so you get your whole little group of people that you're a fan of.
Yeah, and the thing is that most of us, like the Ebony Hillbillies, myself, other people, we go out and we do concerts, we do private parties. You know, people are constantly saying, how much do you make? Of course, you know, you see this bag of dollar bills and you think, is there anything in there or can you survive?
Right.
How do you do that? And of course, the curiosity is how much is in there. And then my question is, you know, how much do you think? You know, some kids go and they look and they think there's a lot of money in there. I said, you know, what do you think? You know, on a good day, I can make $60. Maybe sell a couple of CDs or T-shirts or things like that. That's really not where I get my revenue source. The revenue source might be some guy that walks by and sort of in a rush says, do you do private parties? And then I get a phone call later handing my card. Or do you do a wedding? There's nothing more enjoyable to me than to do my kind of music for weddings and parties. And I think if they like me in the subway, they're going to love me in their parties.
So instead of trying to
book myself as like go out and you know hire me.
And it's a way to be independent.
Yeah, sure.
You're out there doing your thing.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your music and what your latest a CD is, you know, just what you're doing musically.
Well, the latest CD isn't printed yet, but thanks to MP3s, I do have, I'm starting to share those. So if you go on to nycsubwaygirl.com and you click on and join my mailing list, you'll get a free download. So I'm trying to do the new version of the industry. My CDs, the last CD I actually recorded was quite some time ago. It's still valid. It's on iTunes and CD Baby and those kinds of things. It's a brave new world for musicians out there trying to figure out how to make money at this.
And we are going to be having some giveaways for donations and on some of these CDs for $25 for $20 donations. We have the what's that, the retracing?
Yeah.
The CD What Fools Do, which and that's when we first started talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
It was April Fools, and I said, you know, I only want to play songs that have to do with the word fool, and that's how we hooked up. So What Fools Do, that CD is $20 pledge, and the T-shirt, New York City Subway Girls T-shirt, which is really cool, and that's a $50 pledge, and the combo T-shirt and CD for a $75 pledge. But I think your whistle needs to be wet as to what you're getting on this CD. So with that, I think it's time for you to sock it to us.
Do you have a request?
No. You know what? Yeah, I'm gonna give me the song from the CD. What Fools? What is it? What Fools Do? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Ladies and gentlemen, Kathy Gray on the New York City Subway.
I won't take it back. I'd be a fool. I'm just trying to come for myself, it's true. 'Cause when you're in love with someone like I am with you, what fools do. You always said it would be me to be the first one to get up and leave. And now you're gone, and I can't believe we're through. What fools do.
See, you know what? I was getting into my down south. I was getting ready to say, "Have mercy." Man. All right. Kathy Greer is up here in the house, and I'm not going to let you get away with just one song. You're just going to have to do another one. Just give us two in a row, and then I can take a little. I will tell you what the meetings are tonight after Kathy Greer. And this one you choose.
Well, this is one that I just actually recorded in a wonderful Brooklyn studio called DeGrasse Sound. And I'm looking forward to releasing it, but you'll recognize it. You'll know this one. It's classic. And as a matter of fact, this is what I call the sweet song. When you need to make a little bit of extra money in the subway, you know if you play this song, people will stop. You know it already. There is a house in New Orleans, and they call father was a gambling man way down New Orleans. Well, the only thing that a gambler needs is a suitcase and a trunk. And the only time that he's ever satisfied is when he's all a drunk.
Kathy Gray, the New York City Subway Girl, is in the house, and we're doing live music here at WGXE on the WGXE Morning Show during our radio on WGXE FM pledge drive. And her CDs are offered up. A $20 contribution gets you a CD retracing or the CD of What Fools Do. $50 gets you that T-shirt. That's a sweet T-shirt, New York City Subway Girl T-shirt. And you can get a combo of the T-shirt and the CD for a contribution of $75. But listen, you're not just getting the CD and you're not just getting the T-shirt. What you're getting is community radio. What you're getting is something that you cannot get anywhere else. Here in Columbia and Greene County, and I'm not knocking the commercial radio stations, but they're not homegrown. They're corporate radio stations. So when you had the dispute over in Chatham about expanding the school and building a new gym, you didn't hear about that on the big newspapers. You didn't hear that, about that on Capital Radio. You heard that. You read about it in the Columbia paper, the Register Star, the Chatham Courier, and you heard about it on WGXE. And that was to hear about it. You were only going to hear about it on WGXE. Only WGXE brought those people in from both sides. Same thing with Carroll Durham in the school district. The same thing with the water filtration thing going on right now in Valencia. That's what local news is all about. This is the stuff that you cannot get anywhere else. So you come home from work, and Susie's got to go to soccer practice, and Bobby's got to go to baseball practice, and you got dinner, and everybody's running around. You don't have time to go to the town meetings. You don't have time to find out what's going on, but it's your tax dollars. And where you're going to find out that out is here in community radio. That's where you're going to find it out. That's how important community radio is. And that's how important it is that you become a contributor. 518-697-7400 or 518-828-0290. Operators are standing by. And, of course, this is the only radio station that you'll find out where the town meetings are. Now, I usually have a bed that I play when I do the town meetings. It's a blues bed. So, but since I have the New York City subway girl here, I just know she's just going to just slap me a blues bed. Yeah, then, here we go. Now, listen here. If you live in Ashland or Catskill or Copeg or Hudson, Hunter, New Baltimore, or Prattsville, well, then you have a meeting tonight. Ashland has a town board meeting at 7:30 p.m. at the town hall on Main Street in Ashland. You can call them up at 734-3636, Catskill. Well, they got their village meeting at 7 p.m. at Firehouse, number 1 Central Avenue. That's behind the Walgreens, 943-3830. Copeck has an environmental committee meeting at 7 p.m. at the town hall, 230 Mount View Road in Copeck. That number's 329-1234. Hudson has a industrial development agency meeting at 5 p.m. and an informal common council meeting at 7 p.m. Both at the city hall at 520 Warren Street in Hudson, 828-1030. Hunter, they got their village meeting at 8 p.m. New Baltimore has a town meeting, 7:30 p.m., 3809 Route 51 in Hanacroy. That number 756-6671. And finally, Prattsville. They got a town meeting at 7 p.m. at the town hall, 14517 Main Street in Prattsville, 299-3125. And the only one county meeting, and that's the Greene County Legislature. They're holding their buildings and grounds, conservation, public safety, highway, government operations, and finance committee meeting at 6 p.m. County Building, 411 Main Street in Catskill, 719-3270. Have mercy!
All right. Beauty Radio.
Yeah, yeah. That's what we're talking about here. The only place where you're going to find out the town meetings and find out what even happened in the town meetings. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Woo!
Yeah,
town meetings! Yeah. Brought to you by Philip on the Radio and Kathy Greer.
Oh, I have to tell you that. The first time I heard your show, you know, I was dialing, and of course I found Democracy Now, and I was thrilled to have that here. And this is the only place you can find it. So
the only place.
Right.
That's
there.
Right.
Okay, Ching. This is the support, your community radio. So Democracy Now! And then you came on, and I'm hearing, Philip on the radio, Philip on the radio, Philip on the radio. And I'm thinking, fill up. He's filling me up.
Oh, yes!
Phil, F-I-L-L-U-P. So I'm thinking, what a cool intro, Philip on the radio. And then I learned your name was Philip. You will forever fill me up on the radio. And I just love your programming.
And I stole that from you.
Good. It's yours.
Fill up on the radio. I like that. Radio, I'll tell you something. Radio is still the medium. The daughter of our executive director, Galen, she's a sweet little thing, and she does this. I got to find the promo. And at the end, she goes, radio is the best thing ever.
It is.
And radio is, listen, I know you're going to get your entertainment on television and CDs and stuff like that. But your local stuff, to find out what's going on in your community, it's radio, man. It's radio. Radio is where it's at, and WGXE is where it's at when it comes to community radio in Greene and Columbia County. You know, you can come to us on the website, wgxe.org/donate, or 518-697-7400, or 518-828-0290. Kathy, you got any more music in you you can give us?
Tell me.
Oh, take it away. I'm just going to turn it back over to you. Let's have some more music from Subway Girl Kathy Greer. The phone is ringing. I'm feeling good now. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
always tell me that I'm too damn sweet. Got the ways of an angel from my head to my feet. I try my best to ignore them, mess up this place. Every time I get tough, I get laughed right in my face. Don't wanna be a good thing, know how to hold my own. But I'm just a good thing, don't wanna wreck up my home. Still, I'm nobody's fool, can't forget the rules. Stay all night having fun. You might say I'm clever, I play on some fun. I like nasty weather, dance like the devil, having fun. Just a good thing, know how to play the game. Yes, I do. Just a good thing, like the eye of a hurricane. Come on, get caught up in my good thing. Come on, get caught up in my good thing, baby. You know you might only judge a book by its cover. One good thing deserves another good, good thing. I wanna be a breaker of promises and a breaker of rules, breaker of every lesson that I ever learned in school. Just a good thing, know how to play the game. Yes, I do. Like the eye of a hurricane.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Man. Woo. We heated up in here. Is that on one of the CDs?
There you go, yeah. Right here.
All right, man. And those CDs are available for a $20 donation. That is a good one. And this is what I like about WGXE. From the beginning of the day to the end of the day, you are likely to hear anything. All kinds of different music we have on this station. We put from country western to folk music. As a matter of fact, today, 11 o'clock is the Bedazzled Radio Hour, where you're likely to hear anything. And Lincoln Mayorga comes in at 12 with the Monday Musical Matinee.
And he's a gem.
Oh, yeah. And all kinds of music. From all kinds of genres. So we're not talking about jazz only. We have Cheryl coming in on Thursday nights with her jazz. Country Western, an old-time country Western show we have. We just got so much going on this station. And that's right. You know what? I was just reminded that on Sundays is a special day to listen to WGXE because it is like our international day. And what do I mean when I say international day? We start off with first of all, we start off with In the Cut at 12:05, but then we have a Latino American show. Then we follow that with a Haitian show. All this is with music now. Latino American music, Haitian music, the Bangla show with all the music from the Middle East, then the Tikka Bar, and then the Irish show. I tell you, this is where you're gonna get that kind of juice here. The WGXE, and nowhere else in the world that you can get that kind of music, and. I have a special guest, but also there's a third person. See, if you don't have radio television, which is not available everywhere. But we're going to kind of just hike the microphone around just a little bit, talking about local news. Talking about local news, one of the greatest, the best news sources here in the local area for Columbia County is the Columbia Paper, and you're also one with Victor.
Yeah, at issue.
That's right, at issue.
I'm Deborah Gilbert.
So Deborah Gilbert is in the house, and Deborah Gilbert's been around all from the beginning. Working on and talking about WGXE, and for some strange reason they must have a lot of space in the paper because they want to talk about me, and she's come by, and these are the kind of people, the Columbia paper, that will keep you close in detail about what's going on in Columbia County. And folks, if you live in the county, you got to know what's going on in your county and what's going on in your town, because it affects you. Otherwise, you wake up in the morning and you say, how did that happen? Well, we probably talked about it on WGXE, or they probably wrote about it in the Columbia paper. And so I'm really glad to have you here today.
Well, I'm glad to be here, and I'm just so glad that WGXE is here because it does complement our other news media. We're fortunate to have two papers covering the county and another one, the Daily Mail, across the river, and I'm fortunate to have worked at all three and the Independent.
and that's another thing. We've got a host of bloggers, local bloggers, and if you go to the WGXE website, you're going to pick up all the local bloggers, and they specialize in different aspects, in education and in politics, and you get to see different perspectives. All that joins together makes a community radio. And then, of course, our local musicians, they make community music. And we have so much talent in Columbia and Greene County. And serious, hardworking talent. Because if you think it's easy to lug your equipment and your music around in New York City on the subway, okay, I got news for you.
But there's a huge audience.
There is a huge audience. There is a huge audience. And then every now and then we get that audience, we get her to come back to Columbia County.
Back today.
Yeah, because you're usually away traveling that subway system. So this is a blessing having Kathy Greer here. I'm really appreciative. Coming up at 10 o'clock, there is a show coming up at 10 o'clock, and it's, that's right, it's one of my favorite shows, too, Law and Disorder. Law and Disorder is coming up at 10 o'clock, and if you haven't heard Law and Disorder, it'll give you a view of the law from a different perspective. You can enjoy every minute of that, and followed at 11 o'clock by the Bedazzle Radio Hour. And I'm losing my voice. Let's see. We got about 6 minutes.
Before Kathy takes the mic again, I'd like to say that I've been so impressed by the music on this station. This station offers a different point of view, a different perspective, and idiosyncratic tastes. Mm-hmm. And it so enriches our musical environment. And this winter, I took a course on recording. And I know there are people here who love to go to concerts and do live recordings with these wonderful Zoom recording devices that you have here. And they do a great job. And that's material that's available to the listening community.
Yeah, that's the material that's available. As a matter of fact, this particular show will be on the archives and be on Kathy. Talk about your website, and also, what are you doing? What's coming up?
Well, my website, nycsubwaygirl.com, and also kathygreer.com, CathyGreer. It's been really, really cold, so it's been hard for me to play in a lot of the stations that I like to perform in, but that's going to start, changing soon,
Now, see, there's something that the average person doesn't think about.
Yeah.
You know, I love the Persuasions. And one day they were at a street fair on Fifth Avenue in Brooklyn. If you don't know who the Persuasions are, I don't want to talk to you. Anyway, they're an a cappella group. And it was one of those days when you had when the street fair came and it was the weather was hideous. It was chilly and cold. And they were out there, and I listened to them once, and of course I lost my mind, and I started asking them to sing. Finally, he leaned over, he said, "Brother, do you know how hard it is to sing out here in the rain?"
Yeah, yeah, like,
oh, geez, I'm sorry.
Well, I'll be inside on Thursday. Yeah. I'll be in Grand Central, above the 456 platform, and that'll be warm. I'm doing a thing with at the new museum on the Bowery, and it's this wonderful, what I'm calling the mashup, this Polish artist named Paweł Altomar, who has got an exhibition there, and he has invited street musicians to perform during the exhibition. So I perform in the lobby. They put microphones in front of my amplifier, and then the sound goes up into the third floor where his sculpture is. So when you walk around, experience his art, you're hearing the music tapped in. And also on the third floor, there is on the fourth floor, there is where you can actually go and paint. It's this installation. Anybody can go in and just keep adding to it. So it's ongoing until April 20th. So I'm there every week. So Friday I'll be there. I can't remember. It's from 11 to 2. But my website always has my...
Yeah, if you want to keep up with what Kathy's doing, it's NYCSubwayGirl.com.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Word in there.
Yeah.
You might get an occasional pole dancer, but that's not my... That's not me.
You'll know it's... They'll know it's not you.
Yeah, it depends how you speak.
Oh, man. Kathy, I'm going to ask you to close us out, and I want to thank you so much for coming down here today. This is thrilling.
What a pleasure having
this
having
is thrilling.
This moment with you.
We're going to end our show and go into Law and Disorder. We're going to end our show with Kathy Greer singing. Folks, as usual, do good things. Practice random acts of kindness. And please treat your neighbor the same way that you want your neighbor to treat you. And I'll see you tomorrow. Peace and love. Here's Kathy Greer to take us out.
And support your local radio.
And support your local radio.
This is for you. I have to do this.
Good morning, evening, friends. Here's your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster. Change your joy and laughter to tears and pain. And that's love is in deep. I've loved too far. The force of evil plans to make you its possession.